The power of my lineage. Good morning. We're going to begin to look at our own power by looking at our feminine lineage. Look at your family, at the women in your family. Seek to remember if there are women in your family that inspire you or that have inspired you at any particular moment of your life. Look at them with curious eyes. What are the incredible qualities they possess? Acknowledge them, for by acknowledging them, they may become a part of you. If you do not acknowledge them and only criticize them, those qualities might never be integrated by you. Sometimes we admire some celebrity or an important figure of status in our society, but do not honor the women who preceded us in our own lineage, our true heroines, who anonymously left us many legacies. It is only when we see and accept them that we may appropriate ourselves of the legacy we inherited from them. Exercise. We propose for this encounter with your personal roots that you create your own family tree, including only the positive traits you received from your ancestors. In your files, you will find an image we have made available to serve as reference so you may create your own tree in your own way. You will fill out beside each ancestor's name the strongest quality you see in them. For instance, next to your grandmother could be power, your mother, freedom, your great-grandmother, the gift of observation. We can do this task based on information we have until now about our family, based on our intuition, or we could even take advantage of this exercise to ask for more information from relatives that might help us paint a more accurate picture. On this day, you could take a look at that old family photo album from your grandmother or mother and feel the power and qualities that emanate from the women in your family. Look with fresh new eyes. Throughout our experience with groups of women, we have seen many women find out that their mother had not been a passive victim, but rather the opposite, very wise and protective. They learned that their criticized grandmother had actually been a fearless woman who dared to adventure crossing from one continent to another. If on this day the desire to thank your mother, grandmothers, aunts arises, do it. If you feel the need to apologize for something you may have done, do it too. Even if they are far away, on an emotional plane, there is no distance. Once your family tree is done, set aside some minutes to meditate on it, to connect yourself with your lineage. You may even pronounce your name a few times, followed by your maternal lineage's last name, even if you do not have those surnames registered as your own. Have you ever noticed how the maternal surname often disappears? When you write it down or pronounce it, feel the power that comes from your lineage. Seeing, loving, and embracing our lineage is to see, love, and embrace ourselves. You can close this exercise by repeating a statement that will help you to claim your birthright. I accept and receive this treasure which has been given to me by my ancestors.